You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, awaiting our weekly phone call with Adam Schefter. And we are still kind of complaining, bitching, whatever the word is, about the Boston Red Sox and their failure to land a big bat this offseason, despite the fact that they promised us a big bat this offseason. And it is December 10th.
They can still make trades, right?
They can still make trades. And I know there's even names out there, whether it's a trade for Marte. I know our guy Dan Ball still dreams about a Fernando Tatis trade. Corey Seager. Like, there's names out there.
I'm not as interested in Seager. However, you get me a Tatis and a number two starter, maybe bolster the bullpen, I'll start walking back a little bit of my Fenway frustration from the first hour.
All right, let's go to the guest line. As I said, we're joined each and every week by ESPN's Adam Schefter, who is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Mr. Schefter, how are we doing this week?
Andy, Nick, and Ted, how are we doing today?
We're bitching about the Red Sox not getting Pete Alonso, so not great. But I actually wanted to start there with you. As an information guy for the NFL, when free agency starts, you have a lot of news on your Twitter right away. Boom. All these big fish are signing contracts, big deals. I wonder, what's your view of the way it works in Major League Baseball? I don't know if you've maybe even talked to, like, Jeff Passan or those guys over the years, where their free agency period is usually a little bit slower and sometimes can be drawn out over 4 or 5 months. What's your view of that? Do you prefer the way yours works?
You know, it's funny. We have an insider's text chain that Adrian Wojnarowski started, where it was me, Woj, Pete Thamel. We added Passan. Woj left. Shams got added in. And we often text about certain topics. I've often discussed a lot of news with Woj. Shams has called me a couple of times and asked me some questions. I've never discussed free agency with Jeff. And I don't know that I would like it the way he has it. There's a part of it that's appealing just in the sense that you have a little bit of a break. Like, in my world, the NFL world, it's, to me, it's like 2 days, 2 weeks that are really intense, but it's that really that 4 day period, that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, where the league year, where the free agency starts Monday. It's almost inhumane. Like, it just goes around the clock for 4 days. So the only equivalent I could draw to it would be like when you're in college and you had, you know, final Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, and you're going from one test to another, and you're pulling all-nighters, and you get done, and you're like, ah. So that to me is like the NFL version of free agency. Baseball is just all spread out. So, again, I would say it's like taking a final every week for 5 weeks. That really would be the best analogy I could use for you.
Boy, I'd love to be a fly on the wall of that text chain. Wouldn't that be fun to be on part of that text chain?
Right, yeah, put there. It on Signal so we can hack it at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that would be a ton of fun. So, Adam, looking at the Patriots, obviously coming off the bye, huge game, looking forward to this Sunday. But regarding Drake May, it is really fascinating to watch his meteoric rise at this point now. We're talking somebody who is an MVP contender. He is the leading Pro Bowl vote getter at this point. You go to NFL.com, you go to the Patriots Pro Shop, you cannot even get anything resembling a Drake May jersey at this point. It's unbelievable. So, everywhere. So I wonder, do you feel like there's a chance Drake May, Mahomes fell out, the kingdom is collapsing, you know, he's playing Josh Allen, could win the AFC Sunday. Do you think there's a chance Drake May could soon maybe one day be the face of the NFL?
I think you have to kind of win some trophies before you get into be the face of the NFL. Look, I think he's going to be one of the faces in the NFL. He's absolutely got that chance. And the answer of how high that will be or how impactful that is or however you want to describe it, I think will be spelled out in postseasons. You know, the reason Tom Brady became Tom Brady and the GOAT is because he just kept winning Super Bowls. If Drake May wins a Super Bowl or two, you know, absolutely. Like, Josh Allen is one of the faces of the league. He hasn't won a Super Bowl, but he's won the MVP, and he's produced. And I think that, at the very least, that seems to be a trajectory that Drake May would appear to be on right now. Now, look, it can change real quick. Jaden Daniels, a year ago, was like that, and this year he's had a lot of injuries. The team hasn't played well. They're not winning. It's not as accentuated as it was last year. So I think the key is just winning. As long as you're winning, you're going to be getting more recognition than you care to have. But you got to keep winning. They're doing that this year. People are recognizing him. I think the two are connected. And as long as the winning continues, so will all the adulation and praise.
That was this week's Drake Take from Adam Schefter, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive.
Adam, I don't want to ask you a question based on a tweet you sent out just under 20 minutes ago, and it's already got over 200,000 views. That's insane, my man. But let me just read the tweet, and then I'd like you to expand on it if you could. But you just tweeted, NFL Executive Vice President of Football Ops Troy Vincent informed teams today that the collective bargaining agreement between the NFL and NFL Referees Association ends in May, making this the final season of the agreement. The league now views this as an opportunity to take significant steps to improve officiating, pending union agreement. Can you expand on that at all, Adam, and just tell us, you know, maybe how the league views the officiating this year and what this all means?
Yeah. I mean, I think that there clearly are some issues with the officials. I can tell you that teams think that the officiating is subpar and are very unhappy. And on top of all that, you had Troy Vincent today basically come out and say that the collective bargaining agreement with officials is over this spring. And so I think the officials right now, you know, I've been texting with a few team officials. One's texting me right now as it's coming in, but this guy's pointing out that the officials already are preoccupied with the lockout. And then this summer, the league sent CFL officials to training camps as part of a partnership, quote-unquote partnership, and officials all viewed the CFL officials as potential replacements.
Interesting.
You know, I got another guy texting me, you know, if you want more time with the officials, make them full-time. But you can't complain about it publicly that you can't access them. Focus on the accountability for the officials. So, again, you know, the league is presenting the viewpoint it wants out there. I got it. But there are a lot of different viewpoints about this particular issue that we have not heard the end of just yet.
So, Adam, I believe it was Monday night you broke the word that the Colts were going to work out Phillip Rivers. Then they added him to the practice squad. Then I see him doing a press conference. Is there actually a chance that Phillip Rivers is going to start this week?
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's definitely a chance. I think it's – I don't know how to give odds on that, but it's going to be him or Riley Leonard.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And Riley Leonard's got a sprained ligament in his knee. And, you know, they brought him in to play him. So I don't know whether he's playing this week or next week or the week after, but he's going to come. He's going to play at some point in time here. Barring some setback. Now, in all honesty, I don't mean to be negative Nelly, but like he could pull a muscle in, you know, while he's going through practice. That could happen at any point.
Or at lunch, right? or getting out of bed.
Right. Like the rest of us.
Exactly. You know, yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, barring that, I think he's going to play as early as Sunday. How about that? Like, he's going to play. And he might play Sunday. It wouldn't be a surprise. I mean, to me, it feels like he's going to play Sunday. That's what it feels like, but I don't know that just yet.
Pretty cool when he was coaching his kids' high school team. They ran the Colts offense, and he kept in touch with Steichen. So just adds to the
drama.
Yeah. Adam, real quick, we did a thing on our station's website, WA.com, where we had one of our Patriots writers rank the 25 most significant moments from 2000 to 2025, a little quarter century poll for the Patriots. 25 yeah. most significant moments yep. in the Patriots franchise. If you were to just sort of throw one out there, what would your vote be for the most significant moment in the last 25 years for the Patriots?
I think, did they draft Brady in 99 or 2000?
2000.
April 2000.
That's number one.
There you go.
Okay.
That was easy.
Number one. By the way, where'd that come in on that?
Like third or actually top seven?
Yeah, we didn't make the list. We're going to rip it apart later in our show.
Okay. Let me just give you a few random moments, okay?
Yeah.
I would say drafting Brady, number one. I would say Mo Lewis's hit on Drew Bledsoe, number two.
Yep.
I would say Adam Vinatieri's field goal against the Raiders, number three. Those are three things right off the top of my head that just instantly jumped to the top of my thinking.
What I love is I was there for all three of those, so that's pretty cool. Hey, Adam, one more before we let you go. You also tweeted out something that I find fascinating. It's got to be the longest day of the year for you, and that is draft day. And you're saying that the NFL has notified teams today that it is shortening the time between picks in the first round from 10 minutes to 8 minutes. Which is, so I did some math, and 32 times 2, that's 64 minutes we've saved now with the new format. Are you happy about that?
I know most every single fan, 99.99% of the people will be happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
But from a TV standpoint, it's not great for me. because it's hard for me to get time on air as it is, because there are so many voices to get on between Mel and Lewis and Herbie and whoever else is doing it, the draft, Mel, Booger McFarland and Greeny and every, like, I'm always, hey, I got a trade, I get thrown. And sometimes the timing doesn't last. So two fewer minutes, but that makes it harder for me. So selfishly, I don't love it, but I understand that everybody else will.
All right, Adam, appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
You too, Adam. Thank you.
That was a very interesting chat right off the get-go, learning that there's this like secret club of information like guy text chain.
That must be.
Yeah.
That's also pretty cool.
I just want to just peek in on that conversation.
Imagine the stuff that's bandied about in there.
Yeah. All the almost trades, like this is going to happen. Oh, it didn't.
Yeah.
How do I do it? Do I run with this? This is how I got it. You guys got me some advice.
I think that's kind of cool. Like the major newsbreakers all have this like secret little
fraternity.
Was Rap Sheet in there?
No, I don't think he was. It was interesting.
Poor Ian.
Also enjoyed that I believe he read us a text from a person in the NFL on air in regards to your question, and that person was bitching about the officiating.
Yep.
And he's reading it word for word straight from his other phone, which is proof that he has multiple phones. Obviously, all the big wigs do. But
rarely do you hear anybody in the peripherally works for the NFL kind of say as bluntly as he said that people aren't happy with the officiating.
And now they're joining the fans. You know, the fans have been unhappy for a while. Now the league is apparently sort of internally admitting that they're not happy with the officiating.
And remember how we talked about they couldn't flex the Patriots game from 1 o'clock to 4:25 as we had kind of hoped or wanted them to do this Sunday because the 4 o'clock slate is just dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
I have now officially moved my game of second most interest Sunday to whatever 4 o'clock game it was going to be, to whatever the Colts game is.
Philip Rivers
start. I'm sorry, like the car wreck slash, oh my God, I can't believe he did that factor of that game. He's got to start Sunday.
Adam wanted to say it, but didn't want to say it because he knows if he says it, then we put it out on social media and everybody says you said it.
Yep.
But yeah, he clearly was intending.
How can you not
want
to watch
That's going to be must see TV one way or the other. You're right. 617-779.
He's wearing a bolo tie.
7937. He said he's a little heavier, Ted, than he used to be when he retired. A little chunkier.
Right.
If you did your little
get
test,
more
grabbed
the ball.
The little love handles there.
I bet you got more velocity now.
But Philip Rivers might be playing on. We know Drake May and Josh Allen will be playing on Sunday. Big football game, 1 o'clock. Gillette Stadium. We're going to do a quick look ahead, start to lay the foundation for what's one of the biggest football games of the year. And I've seen people say the biggest home football game for the Patriots in a long, 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 long time. Patriots Bills up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.